After a trip to Texas to visit the southern border, Utah Governor Spencer Cox expressed concern, calling the situation a public safety issue. Cox joined 14 other governors in Texas in response to what he's calling President Joe Biden's open border policies. Cox says illegal crossings have increased significantly, putting strain on all states, especially those close to the border.
We're talking about 3.2 million people in just the last calendar year. And to put that into perspective, there are 3.4 million people in the state of Utah right now. So we're the 30th largest state in the nation. So an equivalent to our number of people. And those are the people that we know about.
On Sunday, President Biden said a national security deal had been reached with a bipartisan group of senators and includes what he calls the toughest and fairest set of border reforms in decades. But House Speaker Mike Johnson refuses to accept it, and other Republicans have also heavily criticized it as well, some even calling for the border crisis to be dealt with after the election. Cox says it's important to recognize that being pro-border security does not mean you're anti-migrant or anti-refugee. He adds the state of Utah is the most welcoming state in the country towards migrants and refugees, but doubled down on his call for law and order.
We also know that our cities and states are being overrun. The resources that we have available are being tapped out. And sadly, the federal government has once again just completely abdicated their responsibility.
Cox says President Biden should act and enforce existing laws on the books. He also called on Congress to step up and do their part. Cox added that drugs like meth and fentanyl are also making their way into the Beehive State and says the amount of drugs being apprehended is mind-blowing. For Public News Service, I'm Alex Gonzalez. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.